Title 42 will be staying in place, at least for the moment. We get the latest from correspondent Rich Johnson.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Roberts' order calls for any response to his order to be on his desk by end of business Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, "The order will help prevent illegal immigration." I'm Richard Johnson.
The final meeting of the January 6th committee did not reveal any new evidence that was promised by the members, leading to today's conclusion.
They issued four criminal referrals of President Trump to the Department of Justice that include obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. Constitutional expert, attorney, and legal scholar at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, believes the charges will not pass muster.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
It's now in the hands of the Department of Justice. The choices are a criminal prosecution, do nothing at all and leave it unresolved going into the 2024 presidential election, or announce the DOJ will not pursue charges. I'm Lance Pry.
The COVID virus is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored, according to new estimates from the Center for Disease Control. There have already been at least 13 million flu cases this year. 120,000 of those were bad enough that people had to go to hospitals. About 7,300 people have died. And that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses that are going around. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
For nearly 3 years now, the Chinese government has been using strict lockdowns, mass testing, and centralized quarantines trying to help stop the spread of the COVID virus. After an explosion of protests against those restrictions against the Chinese government, they've had an abrupt end to their zero COVID policies. There's a new study out, though, that shows those moves could lead to nearly 1 million deaths. The experts warn that the country is poorly prepared for bolstering the elderly vaccination rate, and they've not been stockpiling the antiviral medications that could help out. The experts say that will likely be overloading their local health systems all across the country. 5 people are dead after a condo shooting spree that happened Sunday in Toronto. In a press release, they identified the gunman as a 73-year-old man, and they do report there's no ongoing threat to the public. While Canada has fewer mass shootings than the U.S., they have recently seen an increase in gun violence that's prompted calls for legislation that would ban all handguns. In 2020, they did ban 1,500 different types of military-grade and assault-style weapons. In a poll on Twitter this morning, the question was asked, should Elon Musk step down as the chief executive officer of Twitter? And 57.5% said he should leave. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.